News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
GAA football and hurling fans cannot be subjected to another season of not being able to watch their county teams compete in the provincial and All-Ireland championships on TV. That's a quote from Fine Gael Senator Mike Kennelly, and he joins me now. Mike, is your problem that there isn't enough GAA available on streaming and TV, or that it's the wrong games that are available?
There's not enough, I suppose, Anton. Good morning to you. Look, the decisions that GAA are currently making are taking Gaelic football and hurling out of the homes of the ordinary people of this country. And it is not in the interest of promoting our Gaelic games, our national games. This weekend, we have 8 games scheduled in the championship. 5 are being either viewed on RTE and our GAA Plus. But there's 3 significant ones as well that are not on RTE or GAA Plus. So the lack of no, the funny thing about this is, Anton, they will be screened on the Sunday night Sunday game. So they are being broadcasted. But ultimately, no, I think the success of the GAA on the new Gaelic football rules has meant that it's pretty again to watch football, to go to watch football. The revenues are up, the gates are full, the venues are full. People can't get tickets now.
But hang on a minute, Mike, if you add up what you're saying, I mean, that means that there are probably more games on this weekend than there would have been in an entire year in the early 90s. Between now and Monday, it's possible to watch something to the order of 20 hours of live Gaelic games. Is that not enough?
And that's an argument from the GAA. But I suppose really the success that has been behind the revenue, the rejuvenating of the Gaelic football game that we knew in the late 70s and 80s and 90s, that has all changed again with the new rules. And what it has done, and I suppose really the GAA has condensed the season, and that's why there were so many games all coming together. And people look over their shoulder right now and they say, my God, my county are out of the hurling or football, and I couldn't get to see them.
So who's going to pay for this? Because ultimately there comes a point where either on terrestrial TV there are other pressures and the audience wants something else, or if you're looking at streaming, there is a limit to how much equipment and crews you can put around the country if you're already covering 11 games in a weekend. So where do we get the money?
Okay, there was one beautiful little club TV presentation. It's called Clubber. And I can watch any game across the country on this broadcasting system. Anywhere, anyone can watch it. So, and if you're on about generating revenue, we had 4 provincial finals this year across the country that were aired on RTE. There was 32,000 in Killarney. There was 29,000 at the Armagh Monaghan game. There was 23,000 people at the Roscommon Galway in Hyde Park. And there was 36,000 at Westmeath versus Dublin. That revenue is gate receipts. So the games since then, and when I made this, when I brought this call really, over 3.5 weeks ago, it was coming up to declare Tipperary in the hurling game. Tipperary were out of the Liam McCarthy that same weekend, in the middle of May. So the revenue is there, it's there in the face. People are going to games, but it's the people that they've forgotten about. The volunteer, the guy who cut the grass, made the sandwiches, you know, did all that, coached the players. And they can't see. And I'll just give you one, Anton. There was a club north of Listowel there, St. Sinan's GAA. They brought 7 men. Kerry and Donegal was on GAA Plus. And they brought 7 men to their clubhouse. They watched it on GAA Plus. They had the subscription there. And they took them back home. So the reality is they're starving. They're locking the people out. They really made the GAA.
Okay.
And now they've really locked everyone out,
Mike,
because people that actually had subscriptions cannot even view the games this weekend.
Mike, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Mike Kennelly, who is Fine Gael Senator. 53106. If you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.